Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When's the last time you washed your sheets? Or how often do you wash your pillowcases?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to lie about that.
Okay.
If you're married, or if you have, you know, if you're one of these people that's very, very cleanly or obsessed and all these things about, yeah, maybe you have a routine where every couple of weeks you do it. The majority of dudes listening to us right now, If you're single and pretty young, there is no chance you're washing your sheets and your pillowcases and stuff every few weeks. No chance. It's just not a thing.
Correct.
But I was everyone pretends like they do.
I was stunned to find out our frequency in the Rouillet house. I couldn't believe it. I went the entire time I lived places. You know what I mean? Like if I this is my dorm for a year or this is my...
What's the longest you went?
Ever? Like, that's what I'm saying, ever. We're like, these sheets were not washed.
Yeah. How long was I at that apartment?
Yeah. when I met my wife, I lived there from like middle of 04 through like the middle of 06. I had two sets of pillowcases. I just stopped using one halfway through.
All right, let's go to the young single-ish people that work on this radio program. We'll start with Darius. Darius, the last time you washed your sheets and pillowcases?
So my pillowcases, I actually just did this past weekend. It had probably been like a month and a half or so since I last washed my pillowcases.
I feel like that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah. I would say I get my pillowcases in there once every 2 months.
I mean, again,
or so.
I'm not exaggerating. And people can call me gross or whatever they want to do. Fine. I've never washed pillowcases in my life.
Do you drool at all in your sleep?
No.
See, I do. I'll get that like Homer Simpson mouth agape. So I kind of have to do it more often.
It's possible that I'm just not thinking about it. And when I was doing my laundry, I would take my pillowcase off and throw it in the wash. But it's not like, it's been 6 weeks. Let's do the pillows. Nope. Not a thing.
Now, sheets, on the other hand, sheets are out of... Ooh.
Your Wawa's?
When's the last time you washed your
bed? I want to say the last time I did it maybe was like 2 months ago. And before that, God knows.
Dude, 2 months, 2 months ago washing your Larry sheets is not that bad.
You sleep on Ben sheets and how dominant he was.
For Team USA, then Milwaukee for like three seasons?
Look up his numbers, dude. He had like a 2 or 3 year run where he maybe was the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
Ryan, last time you washed your sheets and your pillowcases?
So weirdly, I actually do this once like every few weeks. But it's not just because I just do it just to like, I got to feel cleaner. It's usually because I like spill coffee in there or something because I kind of eat in my bed a lot. So it kind of gets a little bit of a musty smell, you could say, after some coffee and different food spilling on there. So
you eat and drink in your bed?
I do.
You gotta stop doing that.
Every morning. cup of coffee in my bed.
You got to stop doing that.
I've never done that. I mean, first, I've never drinking coffee, but I will have water next to my bed. Like, I'm the guy that'll have three or four cups next to his nightstand and have to take them down. I probably won't drink it, but I'll bring it up just about every single night. But I don't think I've ever eaten anything in my bed.
Every single morning, 7 days a week, I have a cup of coffee in my nightstand, set it right there. I'll prop my head up on a pillow, and I'll drink the coffee. Sometimes I'll spill on the sheets, and then that's when I'll throw them in the washer, put them in the dryer when I get back.
Didn't you allude to food in bed as well?
Food in bed as well at night. Yes.
Oh, dude, you can't do it. You can't
popcorn.
Do it.
No.
You got to stop doing it. I mean, so that.
Do you have a chair in your room or somewhere that you could sit and watch TV?
Yeah.
That's important because there was one time when I had a place where I didn't have anywhere to sit, like a chair or a computer chair or something. So when I was in my room watching a game, I was in my bed. And now you get into some bad habits that way. Do you have a way to sit and just enjoy a game without being in your bed?
I mean, yes, we have a living room and
stuff.
No,
but in your bedroom.
I have an office chair and I have a desk, but like late at night when I'm just eating popcorn, I'm going to be sitting on that bed. I usually, and if it falls in the bed, I'll eat the crumbs. And the next morning, I'll clean them out.
There's like a joke where you say you won't kick someone out of bed for eating crackers, right? It's because like if you're eating this crunchy food, like popcorn,
crumbs,
you're just
going to
find
bed.
Kernels and crumbs and you're going to feel it. You're going to like roll over and it's going to be on your rib cage, your back. Oh, that's a piece of popcorn. What are you doing, my guy?
And if I feel it, then I'll eat it.
You know what happened today was Truman, my little guy, came up, and I was still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
He was downstairs doing his thing with my wife, whatever. And he came up, and he's like, Dad, I need your help. And he's crawled into my bed, and I'm like, what? And he's like, he shows me his hand. He's got two peanuts.
Yep.
Just two peanuts.
Okay.
He's like, can you open these for me? And I was like, right here? He's like, yeah. And I was like, no. We're not doing this in Dad's bed. And he, like, put his head down. He was, like, super sad. And I'm like, here, come over here. So I, like, lean over the nightstand, and I open the peanuts and then I have to take them to the trash. But he wants me, is there anything worse than trying to crack open some peanuts to eat in your bed?
Could you tear open this, like, sleeve of Ritz crackers or something like that? But, yeah, that's up there. That's as bad as it could be. We got to get food away from the bed. You just have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.